Now, he didn't, in fact, hang guerrillas or drive civilians off their land, but nonetheless, his arrival and his statements set a different tone, and he did lay a heavier hand on northern and north central Virginia than previous commanders had. Property was destroyed at a much greater rate. Fence rails were consumed by northern soldiers who used them for their fires. Barns were torn down to repair bridges. Livestock and foodstuffs were impressed. Homes were pillaged. White Southerners came to hate John Pope. He became a great villain. And Robert E. Lee even seemed to take what Pope was doing quite personally. Lee was usually very careful about what he said about his opponents, but he wrote, "This miscreant Pope must be suppressed." So Pope has cut a wide swath. Let's look and see how the Confederates reacted to John Pope. For Lee and Jefferson Davis, the next campaign would be centered on logistics. They wanted to secure the railroad communications between the Shenandoah Valley and eastern Virginia to protect that line of supply and communications. Just before the campaign opened, Lee reorganized his army. He gave half of it, in effect, to Stonewall Jackson and half of it to James Longstreet. Two wings of the army, as he called them, each of those subordinates, they would be his key subordinates now for a number of months, commanded half the army. Lee and Longstreet kept an eye on McClellan below Richmond, but Lee divided his army, a quite daring move, and sent Stonewall Jackson to deal with the threat of John Pope. And in early August, on the 9th, Jackson's force met the advance guard of Pope's army under Banks's command in the Battle of Cedar Mountain near Culpeper in central Virginia. The Federals fell back after that battle, and Lee waited a while longer, soon perceived that McClellan was being recalled to the Washington area. Lincoln had had it with McClellan and had decided to bring McClellan's army back to Washington to reinforce Pope because McClellan wasn't making anything happen below Richmond. Scholars have debated whether that was a good or a bad thing because McClellan did pose a real threat just by being where he was below Richmond. But at any rate, the Army of the Potomac was recalled to Washington. Once Lee was certain that that was happening, he took the rest of his force, Longstreet's wing, and reunited the army near the Rappahannock River frontier. He had to decide what to do next, and what he did next was divide his army again. He had just reunited it, but he decided to divide it again and commence a series of movements that would result in the Battle of Second Manassas, or Bull Run. Lee sent Jackson's corps on a wide turning movement around John Pope's right flank and rear. Jackson went all the way around Pope, came in from Pope's rear and captured an enormous Union supply depot at Manassas Junction, carried off everything that he could and burned the rest. Jackson thought that that would get Pope's attention and have him come back to deal with Jackson, which is precisely what happened. Pope turned around, Jackson dug in on ground on the old Manassas battlefield, and on August 29th, the Federals opened the Battle of Second Manassas with a series of attacks that almost broke Jackson's line. Those attacks would continue all through the 29th and into the 30th. Well, on the 29th, Lee and Longstreet arrived on the battlefield and went into position. Pope didn't realize that they were there. He didn't realize it even the next morning, although a number of officers had warned him that they thought Longstreet was on the field. Pope continued the attacks against Jackson on the 30th, again pushing Jackson's troops right to the edge of their endurance. But in the afternoon, after careful preparation, James Longstreet launched a massive assault against Pope's left flank, shattered a number of Pope's units, and drove a good part of the Federal Army from the field. Now, the Union Army didn't panic and sprint back to Washington, but it did retreat from the battlefield and retreated in a quite orderly way back to the capital city. It was a second major victory on the ground at Manassas for the Confederates. Lee had suffered about 9,000 casualties. Pope's army, which had done most of the attacking, suffered 16,000 casualties.